Once, in a land of darkness, a podcast existed that cast forth an aura of happiness and bliss. Every week, the knights of the Kingdom of Geekery would meet and forge paths through the worlds of technology, photography, movies, games, and whatever else struck their fancy. But the bliss would only last so long. Usually Dave and Adam were left abandoned and forlorn upon the podcast fields by their glory-seeking comrade, Jason. However, as time went on, the hearts of the three began to glow like a flaming hot ember of the winter fire, and alas, like a great phoenix rising from the ashes, the three were united in purpose and song, bringing forth the light once more. This is the renewal of the now bi-weekly Digital Soup podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast with one of the hosts that just can't think of anything funny to say to start the show. So let's just start it, all right?
Let's get this party started again.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for saying again there, Adam. So,
well, no, because we do a podcast every couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to explain what that meant. Okay. But I'm going to do it anyway because I'm an idiot and I want this to be known to everybody. So we just did about 10 minutes of the podcast until Adam realized that I never hit record.
No, Dave realized that because...
Okay. I was giving you cred there, man.
Dude, I'm terrible.
I know.
We know this.
So, yes. Yeah, so I guess it was Dave then. And I was so distraught, so upset with myself because I think the original intro was pretty good. But of course, you can't, you know, capture lightning in a bottle twice, as Adam has told me before.
Yep.
So this is now our new intro. It's me showing what kind of an idiot I am. And these two guys just shaking their heads, even though you can't see it. They're still shaking their heads in disappointment at my ineptitude. So before I self-deprecate anymore, I am Jason, and joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and usually Dave. Hey, what have you guys been up to this week?
Well, where to even start? Dave should start.
Okay, that's how we start. Dave will start.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants is more Dave. That's fine. I get it, guys.
I gotta have more Dave.
Well, I think we should start...
I have a fever, and the only prescription
I think we should start by which you did last time in the false start we had there, explaining what's going on with the Discord a little bit and the opportunity there the listeners have if they're part of our super happy fun room.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave, for reminding me what I had said earlier, because I forget. I'm old. I'm 50 in a couple of months. So here's what happened is earlier today, Dave's like, hey, why don't we go ahead and get that Discord channel going so our listeners can actually interact with us live. I mean, they can listen to us live and then type in little messages like saying how much of an idiot we are about something we just said. We thought, hey, that's going to be a lot of fun. So we did have one listener pop in during our first little beginning there. And he's no longer there because real life took over. So he's gone. But what we want to do is for the next episode, which we're going to record in 2 weeks, 1 week after you hear... No, the same time when you hear this episode, we will have recorded the next one. So you won't even hear this probably until after we've already recorded the next one. So damn it.
It's a freaking dark time loop.
I know, man.
The bottom line is this. If you're in the Discord, keep an eye because we will notify you every time we're going to set up a schedule to record because things are changing a little bit with the schedules between you guys. And so once we know when we're recording, we'll be sure to let everyone know in the Discord so you can jump in there and hop in. And it's right now, because we're just testing this out, it's limited to the first 10 people. So if you want in... You got to be one of the first 10.
You got to be a founder, is what I say.
You got to have
more things. Oh, that's perfect. You need to record that and let me put that on Instagram as a little promo for the show.
No, that should be like our transition between every topic.
I got to have more things.
Yeah.
Now with 50% more Dave.
More Dave, please.
More Oof. Dave, same low price.
You guys are trying to chase listeners away, it seems like.
Yeah, right. Mister, I have 18 shows and I just grace these guys with their presence.
Listen to me over here clearing the empty room.
All right, but seriously, what have you been up to, Adam?
Oh, man. This week was all about something really boring, trying to clean and reorganize my garage, but I've got a huge plan where I'm going to gut the entire thing and do all new shelving and stuff and have it just be awesome.
Nice.
I'm
going to
have a screen in there with a Raspberry Pi.
Seriously?
Yep. I'm going to do it all. I want to be a garage where people can actually hang out, and it would be awesome and cool, and actually have a home for everything in my garage, as opposed to now where everything just gets thrown in and it sucks. So that's kind of what I was working on.
Disorganized, right?
Yep.
The best part about that is when you do have people over, you can keep everyone in the garage and keep them the heck out of your house.
Exactly.
I mean, not that anyone's that rude.
Don't go in my house.
I mean, but me.
And you're thinking about building a professional podcasting studio out there, right?
That's right, Billy.
Billy? Billy Blanks?
Billy English.
I got to go register. I got to have more Dave.com. Be right back.
All right. While he's doing that registering, Dave, what were you up to this week?
Well, besides taking a beating from listeners about hearing me too much. No, I didn't do too much. The weather's been getting nicer, so I've been trying to get out in the woods a bunch. Put on quite a few miles doing that. Nothing terribly exciting for most people to listen to, but it's been nice. And then I finished up. I've been in a time travel story. What would you call it? Mode? I don't know what you'd call it. Finished up that series Dark on Netflix. Read a book called Now, Then, and Every When, which is a time travel story. Really good. Just kind of time travel overload. But other than that, it's been just kind of normal stuff, work and wrapping up the basketball season with my daughter and a lot of that kind of stuff. So
nice. Jason, I'm halfway through Train to Busan.
Oh, wait, halfway through a 2-hour movie?
Yep.
Yeah, way to dedicate yourself to your art.
I watched part of it last night, and then I fell asleep, and then I watched more on my lunch break today.
Oh, wow, that doesn't bode very well for the movie if you fall asleep while watching it. What'd you think of it so far?
Oh, so far it's pretty good. It's got the fast, crazy zombies. I was thinking, like, can you imagine what the auditions look like for this? Okay, I want you to freak out and flail your body around violently. No, that's not right. And of course, they didn't sound like that. But
well, just wait until you get to the end, because I know for a fact you're going to have a tear.
Okay,
I just know for a fact.
Tear.
Yes.
Just one.
Maybe a single tear. Maybe a whole gallon of tears.
There's a lot of times tears flow when you get near the caboose.
Caboose.
Yeah, and a train to Busan. It's a train. Oh. You get to the end. The caboose is at the end of the train. What are you guys thinking?
I thought you were trying to say about when you get a colonoscopy, but you're wide awake. No. There'll be a few tears.
I'm wide awake.
No, I would never make a filthy joke like that.
Jesus. Dave's all like, get that balloon away from me.
No.
But see, here's the thing. Dave is failing to tell everybody. He doesn't have the best insurance. So it literally is, they have a clown in his room.
Why is it a clown?
You'll see why. Because he pushes the balloon
making up balloon his animals,
and then he blows it up by himself. He's all like...
Crackers Medical Services.
What? I'm not a... Oh, man.
You've got a polyp.
I am not...
Remain calm, Dave.
I am not a person that is afraid of clowns like some people, you know, really have that fear. But if I was in the doctor's office and they said, all right, drop your pants, and from behind me I hear Cracker's voice, I'm telling you, you will never, Usain Bolt will never catch me. I would be the fastest. Barry Allen could not even catch me, how fast I would be out of that office.
Bend over, Dave.
Sad clown did butt stuff.
.com. Hey, go register that.
No. That's terrible.
Terrible. No. All right. Well, should we get off of Dave and his rectum for a second?
Oh.
I want to jump over to a Twitter poll.
I gotta have more tea.
And as everybody knows, there's been so much speculation, rumors, everything about a new Nintendo Switch for like the last year and a half, maybe even 2 years now. After the new year, a lot of stuff's been coming out because it has now come out that Samsung is currently producing the OLED 7-inch displays for the follow-up. This is not a rumor. This is actually, they're being manufactured. So far, what we know is that it's going to be able to do 4K dock, 720 still, handheld mode. It's going to have a larger display, and it's going to be OLED, so you know it's going to have perfect blacks, which is going to be awesome. And it's going to have a little bit beefier processor because this just came out in the last couple of days. NVIDIA has now discontinued the Tegra processor that is in the current generation of the Nintendo Switch and the Nintendo Switch Lite. So Nintendo has no recourse but to make a new model with a newer processor because NVIDIA doesn't make it anymore. So all of this stuff is coming together, showing that either at the end of this year or beginning of next year, we will get that new Nintendo Switch. But there's been two popular names that have been floating around the internet. One of them is the Nintendo Switch Pro. So boring. I mean, Nintendo Switch Pro. The other one is the Super Nintendo Switch. Whoa.
What
do you think about that?
Super Nintendo?
The Super Nintendo Switch. Awesome throwback to the classic console. I love it. I really do think that's an awesome name. And just to let you know, I did throw this poll up on our Digital Soup Twitter, the Twitter poll, as we like to say. And granted, we only had 12 people vote. But 12 people is 12 people, I guess. But 75% of the people that voted did vote for the Super Nintendo Switch. That's my pick. I think Dave said that that is the one he liked too, right?
It rolls right off the tongue. It's perfect.
Super Nintendo Switch. So hopefully, Nintendo, you are listening to these podcasts by us. You are following us on Twitter. And you saw this poll by 12s of people that actually voted. And hopefully, you'll go with this name.
Yeah, do it.
Do it now. All right. I just had to get that out because, you know, we ran that poll. I wanted to say the results on the show. And speaking of the show, Dave has got a great idea for a conversation. He was telling me pre-show. Hit us with that bad boy, Dave.
I gotta have more tea.
Well, this one's just kind of a quick hitter, but this is a story I saw that I saved it. And
Dave's always had quick hitters. I mean, I remember back in the day, he'd be like, puff, puff, give. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, whatever.
No, but this is a story from back in January. And remember the Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal?
Yes.
Yes.
Where he plays someone from an Eastern European country that basically
dissolves,
is trapped
before,
in an airport. Yeah. And so apparently in a Chicago airport, or I'm assuming O'Hare, the main airport there, there was a guy that hid from coronavirus and the authorities in the Chicago airport for 3 months. The staff spotted him. He's a 36-year-old guy. Spotted him, requested ID. He removed his mask, presented a badge which belonged to an airport operations manager that reported it missing in October. Now, I brought this story up not because of, whoa, this guy hid in the airport, whatever. To me, it was fascinating that in today's world of technology and cameras everywhere and tracking and, you know, cell phone apps and everything else, how can an airport allow somebody to just live there for 3 months without anyone noticing? Doesn't it really bring in to serious question the, you know, kind of the security protocols of an airport?
Yes.
Did they find out where he was hiding at? I mean, was he up in the ceiling? How was he?
They didn't give too much information, but it sounds like he was just kind of roaming around here and there, not really, you know, never boarding a plane, never leaving, pretending to be a member of the staff. Well, and so he'd go here and there and get food and do whatever he had to do, and basically was just probably sleeping in bathrooms or wherever he could find a little room.
He blended in.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
That's crazy.
Didn't nothing about him stuck out. Nobody went after him or anything. That was just.
Yeah. Now though, he's facing felony charges of criminal trespass in a restricted area of an airport, which is not good. You know, he's got bail. I don't know whatever happened with the story, but I saw that and it was an older story, but I thought, man, that really brings into question. You know, we feel like we're all tracked every second of our lives. Like, people know, you know, there's anyone can find you at any given time because we're all connected and all this other stuff. And this guy just hid and hiding in plain sight from the sounds of it for 3 months in restricted areas of a major U.S. airport. That's crazy to me.
So what do you think?
It's wild.
Do you think he had just watched the terminal and decided, hey, I want to go try that?
Well, I don't know, but it does make me wonder what caused him to think this, because the other side of it says he hid from coronavirus too, but why would you hide in an airport, which is one of the more populated, crowded spaces, you know, that you're going to find right now in terms of general population, you know, the amount of people going through there? You'd think there's a lot more.
Maybe they got the story wrong. Maybe he was hiding from his girlfriend Corona, and her last name just happened to be Varice. And he was hiding from Corona Varice.
Or she had a nasty case of the STD of some sort, and he was hiding from that. Who knows? No, but that I thought was just an interesting little nugget to get us started. But
I gotta have more tea!
The one main topic I wanted to bring you guys, because like I said, I've been in a major time travel mode with the stuff I've been reading and watching, and I thought it could be fun to talk a little bit about the concept of time travel. And I think the best place to start with it is, you know, for the two of you, where do you guys fall in terms of using time travel in a story as a device in a movie or film or show? What do you guys think about it? Is it amazing? Is it something that's, you know, a cheesy get out of jail free card? What do you think?
I think it depends on how you use it. So
that's what she said.
Good Lord.
Dude, I got that one. That was the best one, man. That was your best one.
Anyway. Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, you look at a series like Dark or Back to the Future, you know, even where it's on like just a fun level, or Time Traveler's Wife or something, you know, it's not like super cheesy. It's just, it's a plot device. Yep. But it's also really intriguing because it's one of those things that you can't do. So that I love it. I always like seeing like time travel stuff. I'm always intrigued by time travel movies and just the way that some filmmakers have been able to weave a story together, and some authors have been able to weave really cool stories together. It's just impressive because, you know, you get caught in things like time loops and then actual potentially terrible things like, you know, breaking the space-time continuum and, you know, all that stuff. So I think it's pretty cool.
It is, but it is also one of those
counterpoint. My name's Jason.
Yes. There is a dangerous point to it too. Not physically dangerous, but dangerous for your story. It could be very convoluted. You might have so many inconsistencies. Like, we're just Joe, you know, Joe movie watcher. You know, we just watch the movie, we enjoy it. But every single time, anything that has to do with science fiction, you always get all of those eggheads. And yes, I'm going to call them eggheads, that come out and they break it all down to where this could never happen, you know, et cetera. Now, there over the years, there's been so many different concepts of how time travel would work. And I do think lately, a lot of them, like Dark is one of them. I really like the way they explained it in the Infinity Saga, how you're not actually changing the past, but you're creating a new branch where on that original, the original branch still goes the same way it does. I think on The Flash, though, they did affect the past, correct? If I remember right,
because when he goes back and Flashpoint happens, it changes everything when he gets back.
There's been a lot of movies like that where something has happened and they changed one thing, and they talk about the butterfly effect. You go back, you step on a butterfly, or whatever the butterfly effect was.
And not nothing to do with stepping on a butterfly.
That's what I.
it's essentially that the when a butterfly beats its wings, the ripple of that is felt the world over.
Yeah, oh, I thought it had to do with killing a butterfly. Also,
no,
there was one show we did watch where somebody did go back in time and did step on a butterfly or just a bug in general. I can't remember what it was. And then when they came back, I think the Nazi Germans had taken over the U.S. Had prevailed in World War II. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
Anything familiar like that? It might have even been
A Man in the High Castle.
I haven't seen that, is that what it is?
It might be. You know, in chaos theory, the butterfly effect is the sensitive dependence on initial conditions in which a small change in one state of a deterministic nonlinear system can result in large differences in a later state.
That's awesome. He pulled that right out of his head, too.
Yeah.
That is, Adam knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
where am I?
That's why we call him Dr. Oogle. First name Google. Yeah, first name Google.
Oh, Dr. Google. Google. But yeah, I mean, I'm
G Oogle.
Dr. G Oogle.
I'm with you guys, but I'm Dr. Alta Vista. Sorry, that was very bad.
You're Dogpile.
Dogpile? Is that a search engine?
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, mid-90s.
Yeah.
Do you use DuckDuckGo or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I do.
Or is it called DuckDuckBrownDuck?
DuckDuckGo.
Okay, DuckDuckGo.
Well, but we're not going to get into that DuckDuckGrayDuck nonsense for crying out loud. Oh, these people make me sick. Yes.
That's for another episode. But no, if it's done right, if it's done realistically, and I'm doing the air quotes, but if it's done realistically to where it doesn't just seem so stupid, it is very entertaining. And I do like to see how time travel can affect the current state of the world, you know, especially if you go back in time and you're trying to change something. And I do like it when they come from the future to try to change something. Oh, like Terminator.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, or that, yeah, et cetera. I think we can all agree that Dark has done it fantastically, even though I'm just in season two right now. I don't know, you guys have finished it, but so far it seems like Dark has done a really good job on it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the way they've been doing it.
Let me ask you, because Dark is a great example. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but you've seen already people back in time interacting with other versions of themselves and people they know.
Now, Dark is a great show, but like I told you guys, I kind of need to go back because the first few episodes, I wasn't matching up who was who in the different, you know, time.
You will jumps. If you stick through it, because they
revisit. But I almost feel like I need to watch one through again before I go on to any more.
I think if you feel that way, you should do it.
Yep. All right. So here's why I bring that up, though, because, Adam, you mentioned Back to the Future earlier, and not all, but most time travel situations result in, you know, the idea that you must never, ever cross paths with yourself in a past timeline, because that's going to, you know, cause varying levels of disaster. Okay. Dark is one that I think absolutely nails the time travel element. It seems rock solid. And especially by the time you get to the end of this series, it kind of, the way it goes, it's like, whoa, okay, they got this right. But in that situation, they're interacting. I mean, there's no problem at all.
Yep.
You know, they're not ripping the space-time continuum when they see their old selves or interact. I mean, there are some things that happen that are not just a chance encounter, but like blatantly, you know, interacting with version, you know, past versions of themselves. And to me, I found that fascinating.
It's fate, man. It's,
well,
it's your destiny, man. You cannot change what the universe has said you must do.
Well, and it is interesting, you know, how they do
you
that.
Going back in time and having a child with your mother. I don't know if that happened, but well, but, kid did kiss his aunt or something.
Yeah. Well, that's spoilers. The thing. How do you feel? Which one of those do you feel is the correct time travel, quote unquote, correct time travel element. Is it more of the idea like in Dark where if you interact with yourself, it's going to definitely have an impact on the future, but it's not going to be like apocalypse level end
of the
world.
It's all hypothetical, and I'm not a physicist, so I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, you're not?
My brain doesn't say there's anything wrong with high-fiving yourself in the past.
Yeah. But in Back to the Future and so many others, they would say there's absolutely a problem with that.
Actually, and the one time that Doc Brown kind of explains that they could disrupt the whole universe, or you know, or Jennifer could just pass out when she sees her older self.
True,
that's exactly what happened in Back to the Future 2. They just went, I'm young,
boom,
I'm old, and they
overload.
Both fell over.
Yeah,
but it was okay. It didn't break space time.
Well,
continuum.
And that's what's interesting because the book I read, it's called Now, Then, and Everywhen by I think the author's name was Risa Walker. It was fascinating because you had two different groups of people. One in the year like 2385 or something, and one in the year like 2100. And they're both kind of going back in time, these groups of people, and they do occasionally bump into past versions of themselves. And what ends up happening is when they come back to the present time, they're hit physically with it in the form of like double or triple memories, and it kind of lays them out for sometimes a few hours, gives them bad headaches, or else sometimes if it's like a triple memory thing, it really messes with them for a while till things kind of pass and work out there. But the concept is fascinating to me. But
have you guys seen Looper?
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, Emily Blunt. Basically,
I don't think I've seen that.
It's definitely, if I mean, I know you're kind of getting out of the sci-fi time travel stuff, but this is a little bit different. This is like when the mob wants to get somebody, they send them get rid of somebody, they send them back in time where they've got a hitman waiting.
Right.
It's like it's pretty fascinating. Looper, you should check it out.
Yeah, well, Dave, I can't believe you haven't seen it. It is really good.
I recognize the name, but I don't know if I'm trying to remember if I saw that, or isn't there another movie that's what's it called? Jumper or something?
Oh, Jumper is like teleportation.
That's different. Okay.
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch that.
Can I spoil Looper for Dave?
No, I'd have to check it out. But Interstellar is another one that deals with, is it time travel or alternate reality kind of?
Well, no, it's Interstellar is more dealing with like gravity and how it affects time. So they're in, as they get closer to the black hole, and you know, they land on a planet and 1 hour there is actually 20 years, you know,
that's what it was. Yeah.
So it dealt with time and like, you know, this little maneuver is going to cost us 51 years and then boom.
Well,
that was a great movie.
The idea of like, I know a lot of people kind of crapped on it because they said, oh, just a cop out, but it's leading to the multiverse of madness. We know that in Avengers. And it's leading to all this multiverse stuff that they've done in the comics. But the way they explain time travel actually is kind of a cool way to think of it, where it's not actually changing the past so much. I mean, it is having an impact, but it's, you know, spinning off these alternate timelines, alternate versions. And that's like that. That's a lot how that other book I read. What was that one called? Infinite. Might have to look up who it was by. I can't remember, but the book was called Infinite, and that's what happens there, where every choice a person makes in their life, basically at that point, you make the choice, you go on with your life along that path, but there's also another version, another timeline that splits off as in another universe, as if you made the opposite choice of what you actually made. And it's a really fascinating idea. I don't know why I've gotten, like, it wasn't intentional to go, I'm going to read a bunch of time travel, alternate dimension, weird stuff. It just seems like a whole bunch of this stuff fell in my lap. And now I just think about it a lot. It's weird. Well,
it's fascinating. And so it's intriguing. And
what I was thinking about with this though, because in all of these stories, there's always a point where, oh, this, you know, you go back in time, and if I could only change this one thing. And what I was thinking was two scenarios. So we all know a big event like, say, 9/11, right? What's your take? Like, just some kind of, you know, fantasy speculation, whatever you want to call it. had someone been able to, you know, time travel, went back in time and stopped 9/11 from happening, what sort of ripples or maybe tidal waves of change do you think could have happened if 9/11 never happened?
Oh, we'd never know.
First, if you went back in time and tried to tell the authorities, the FBI, everybody, that there's going to be some foreign people hijacking planes and flying them into the World Trade Center and, you know, the Capitol, all that kind of stuff. First, they would think you're crazy. And then once it happened, they would haul you in thinking that this was, you were part of it.
Responsible. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I think what Dave's asking is, let's say somebody accomplished that, not you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What would be different, right?
Yeah. What kinds of things can you think of that had something major like 9/11 or Kennedy's assassination or, you know, any of these major events, what kinds of things would directly tie to that you can think of that may be completely different? I mean, this is purely just an exercise in fun.
Yeah, this is pure hypothetical speculation, right? Like guess estimate stuff. But the events that you're talking about are ones that had a big impact, like specifically in like United States of America, mm-hmm. right? You know, Kennedy getting assassinated or 9/11 happening. And, you know, what were the aftermath things after that? Extreme heightened security, wars, you know, sadness, unity for a while in the country. But I mean, all that stuff would just never have happened. So we'd be basically be carrying on the same kind of natural cultural stuff from like the year 2000, you know, or 2001, right before that happened. It would just, life would have just gone on, right?
Maybe.
Or they plot something, they would have plotted something different and bigger.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Jason, what do you think?
I'm thinking the XFL would have celebrated its 20th season by now.
Getting too serious, Jason.
Always got to bring the XFL in.
Jason's like, I'd probably be, you know, on a yacht full of babes.
Yeah. Yes, because that's in my future, definitely.
I mean, I chose 9/11 just as this example, just because I remember, like most of us do, where I was that day, what I was doing. You know, at the time I was playing in a band and I was, you know, actually on my way up to a band rehearsal that day when it happened. And, you know, obviously we didn't really do much playing. It was more watching the news and kind of seeing what's going on and all that. But not that that's any personal major change that would have happened.
You would have been a little better at a couple songs.
Yeah, I would have had one or two extra practices maybe, but that's about it. But it's interesting to think because, you know, when we think about, oh, if you could go back in time, the one I hear, you know, people talk about all the time is if you could go back in time to when Hitler was in, you know, a baby, yep. Would you, you know, if you eliminated baby Hitler, murder. Yeah, would you eliminate Hitler as a baby and would that have stopped things? Because, you know, then there's the other side of it that, Jason, you were joking about fate earlier, but there is the other side saying time pushes back. When you make a change, the bigger the change, I can't remember what show or book that was in, but when you try and alter time, if it's a small minor detail, not much resistance, but, and it'll be able to be accomplished, but, it was Stephen King's book, on the JFK assassination, actually. What was it? 1122.
I've been meaning to read that. Don't spoil it for me.
No, but that's kind of the idea. The bigger the change, the harder it is to actually go back and change it. Okay. And that's been used in other stuff. Definitely recommend reading that. Yep. But
I think Doctor Who dealt with that on one episode.
They might have, yeah. Because I feel like I've seen that in a few places. But you know, I chose a big event like that because I wanted to get to the last part of this before we jump off time travel. And thinking back in your own life, can you think of a moment for just yourself that's something that would have impacted you personally where you remember having to make a fairly important decision in your life and how if through time travel you were able to go back and, you know, or somehow forced to make a different decision, how that could have altered the scope of your life today?
But that's just it. Every single little decision does the same thing because like, you know, missing a stoplight, you get somewhere later, you meet someone, now you're married and you've got kids right. And you have an entire life. I mean, it's any little tiny decision, you mm-hmm. know, kind of like a Plinko.
Yeah. Plinko,
when you drop a little thing, every single decision is just kind of bumping you around. And it's somewhat random, but you know, I personally think there's more to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you know, as a believer, and
a guiding force.
Yeah, that's where, to me, that's like a God thing. And mm-hmm. but it's at the same time, there's no like one. You can think back on huge decisions you've made, and like, which college did I go to, mm-hmm. you know, or you know, did I decide to work at McDonald's and suddenly become lifetime friends with you guys, you know. Mm-hmm. That kind of those kind
best
of things
decision
are like
you ever made.
Get right. Yep.
Brother's yeah, got a hug.
You know, when I was in college, I remember calling Jason once, and he's like, you won't even be talking to me in 10 years. And I think, what was I, like 18 or 19 at the time? I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Look at
he was
now.
Like, he was about 40.
Yeah, now Jason's 85.
Yes.
And we're still hanging out.
I remember. Okay, I got to tell this story here real fast. I know this doesn't have to do with time travel. Well, maybe it does. I want to go back in time. I can't remember what year it was. Adam was in college. He had a couple of roommates. And I remember me and one of friends, you know, that was friends with both of us. We decided to go visit Adam. It was during the summer. It was very hot. And Adam and his roommates refused to turn the air conditioner on.
What?
Do you remember this?
Or was it broken?
No, you guys refused to turn it on because we even offered to give you some cash.
Oh, because it was too expensive to run it?
Yes.
Oh, what a jerk.
It was so hot, and we were sleeping in there, and it was just like sweaty and everything.
My bad.
Wait, a bunch of sweaty guys in a room sleeping?
Exactly. And there was one female.
Oh, boy.
But
I can't believe we didn't turn on the air conditioner.
Yeah, they were broke college students, mm-hmm. but they had some really nice gaming PCs for the time.
That's true.
Yeah. Priorities, right? Priorities.
Yep.
Yeah, I think about this a lot, and it's one of those things, you know, and you guys know I am, and I'll say this for the listeners, I am a person that does not and never has dabbled in any kind of drugs of any sort, but this is the kind of stuff that I find myself thinking. Yeah. No, I'm serious though. I find myself thinking about this, and not so much like, oh, I actually never really, you know, I don't have any regrets to the point like, oh, I wish I could go back and I wish I would have done that instead of this.
You do know alcohol is a drug, but just saying. You know.
I still don't. Yeah, but that's not like it's not the same. I'm talking about, I don't really drink anymore either, so I can't even say that.
Yeah. The only one that still drinks is Adam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll have a beer here and there, but that's about it, but not much. But I think about it, though, and there's moments where I can think of a few moments where I know I had an opportunity to do something, and for various reasons, decided not to. And by all, you know,
look, if you had just one shot.
Yeah. Well, and really, I mean, one of them was I had an opportunity to play, you know, scholarship.
Mom spaghetti.
No, to play football at some bigger schools with scholarship to go and, you know, I may have stuck with being an engineer or whatever I was going to school for and, you know, playing football at a bigger, a higher level and didn't because I wasn't ready to move away from home. I was young, you know, and I just didn't want to do it. I had an opportunity.
You just wanted
at
to
one
stay
point.
Home living with your roommates, right?
No, no.
Grandma's boy. If anybody knows.
Yeah, no, not that. But I wasn't wanting to move away and be that far away from family. And, you know, things, I was glad I didn't because ultimately a year after I started college, my grandma passed, you know. And so I got to spend that last year. I was home when that happened, you know, things like that. And yes, I didn't go be an engineer and I worked some terrible jobs. Jason, that's how we met, was terrible telemarketing and internet technical support, which is, terrible. But great friendships. I met my wife, you know, like you were saying, Adam, all these things came of it. And I don't regret that at all. But I know I had a situation around that same time. I was offered a position. I tried out, had the gig locked up as a drummer for this band that was leaving on tour across the U.S. It wasn't a major, like, you know, stadium tour. It was all like bigger casino amphitheater type things. And
sure,
I had an opportunity. I had, you know, all I had to do was say, yep, I'm in, because I had, you know, tried out and auditioned and all of that. It was good to go. And they wanted me to come tour with them and then spend time in the studio recording their next album. And who knows where that leads, right? And I think about those times a little bit. And then I think if somehow you were able to see those other versions, or somehow time had someone else went back and changed it, would you want to know if something was changed, or would you want it to be where it's just like you never knew any better?
I would never want to know personally, because, you know, life isn't like choose your own adventure book where you got your fingers in all the different spots where you can reference, oh, is this the right decision? Was this the right decision? I mean, that'd be crazy. And in some cases you might really regret, and you would actually waste your life trying to get back to something that you missed. And I wouldn't want to live like that.
Well, here's the main thing that you guys are not even thinking about right now with going tacos. Back in time. Well, exactly. I'm always thinking about tacos, but no. We would never give up not only, you know, the wife that we have, but we would never have our children.
Right.
I've thought about this before. I've thought about this if I could go back in time with my wife and we could, like, say, play the lottery because we knew what the big lottery numbers were. But if you have those children at a different time than when you did, you conceive that child differently, even though you two are the same exact people, you might not still get that same child.
Or even if you had your children and when they were like a year old or two, you know, those early years, and you went back and all of a sudden you're billionaires, that's going to change who they are as well.
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of like the end game of Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring back who we lost. Yep. Keep what I got. Have to.
Right. So speaking of end game, we're not going to do a full episode, but we've got to talk WandaVision wrapped. And so we've got to talk a little WandaVision.
I'm Wanda. And here's the vision. On your television. WandaVision rap.
What do you guys think of it?
I thought that was a good rap.
No comment.
I thought that was my intro just sitting music.
There. Dave's just sitting there waiting for us to stop.
I've talked too much about time travel. I want to hear you guys discuss WandaVision. I'll chime in with some thoughts here and there, but I want to hear you guys discuss it.
I gotta have more time.
WandaVision was excellent. It took a while. It took the three episodes to figure out what was going on, but you could tell something was going on from the beginning, and you just had to be patient like we've talked about before. So leading all the way up to the end, spoiler alert, looking forward to the interaction between Scarlet Witch and... Doctor Strange, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome because, you know, you look at those after credit scenes, you're like, okay, we got, she's like quadrupled her powers, and I think Vision's back. So
do you think so?
Yeah.
Vision is going to become her Vision?
Yes, because that's the original like body and everything. It might not, he doesn't have the stone anymore, but somehow they restored him, and then WandaVision's vision brought back his memory.
He doesn't have the cool yawns, is what you're saying.
He's missing the family jewel.
Forget about it.
Hey, I'm Vision. Hey, Wanda, get in here.
Now, I know this is not what Dave was asking about. He was asking more about the premise of the show and what we thought about it. No, but the title is perfect. At first you're thinking, you know, I thought the whole time WandaVision, okay, they just put their two names together, which basically they did, but it also plays so deeply into what the whole premise of the show was. It was based on television, but it's all Wanda's world, so it's WandaVision. I just love the way it had the two meanings there. That was sweet.
I secretly think, and maybe not so secretly, because I'm saying it on the podcast, I think that somebody joked about WandaVision being a show, and they're like, what if we use that? And that was like the beginning of the plot.
Might have been. I mean, they did a fantastic job. I mean, I love the way they wrote that. I love how she has that power. And speaking of that, there was just a headline today in the news, and I know you guys didn't want to talk about this a lot, but what's the actor that plays not Quicksilver, but Quicksilver, whatever?
Evan Peters?
Yeah, Peters. Yep. They're talking about his character because he wasn't Quicksilver. He was just some dude in her town.
He was like an actor.
He was Ralph Boner.
And that's what it is. They're talking about Ralph might come into the MCU as Quicksilver. He'll retain whatever power she was given him during that time, but he is not Quicksilver, her brother. He is literally Ralph, the guy from that town.
I don't like it.
You don't like that? You don't think that'd be kind of cool?
I don't know.
I think if anything, he should be like the one guy from Deadpool 2 that they picked up that just didn't have any abilities, but yeah. He just joined the team.
And then he died.
Huggy Bear, or what was he called?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
It was something like that. Bear, but something like Fuzzy Bear, or...
I thought it was, Agatha was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I like how Wanda used her own like enclosed space and her ruins and stuff. I thought that was pretty awesome. Just kind of showing flexing.
Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she's not done. You know, she's going to break out of this and she's going to be a nemesis of Wanda.
I don't think so.
What? Think you think Wanda's this is the last time we're going to see her?
No. No, I think
she's been defeated and Wanda's going to come back for her at some point, because she kind of alluded to that at the end. Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I that's fine. I think we absolutely see her again at some point. Probably not a major role, but her character in the comics was much more of a mentor to Scarlet Witch than any sort of adversary. So I think with this whole series here, we're not going to get a season two. You know, they've talked about that. This was a one-off season. But I think that we'll see Wanda come back to her, because she made a point of saying, I'll know right where to find you and whatever. I think we're going to see Wanda come back to her at some point, as Wanda is really struggling and maybe losing control of her powers. Because if you're not aware of this, and this is a little comic book geeky, but in the comics, Scarlet Witch, she flips back and forth between being a hero and a villain. And almost every one of those situations when she's a villain, it ends up, you know, they do the comic book thing and say, well, she was being mind controlled, or she was, you know, this was happening. Someone was controlling her. She was forced to do it. Wasn't in her right mind. And they fix it that way. But she actually, you know, kind of jumps between being a hero and a villain. And I think we're going to see, maybe in the Doctor Strange movie, even we're going to see Wanda struggling with her power, or something going horribly wrong and she can't fix it and can't understand why. And she's going to have to go to Agatha to get some, you know, advice, some help. She'll be kind of a mentor character for her.
You don't think Doctor Strange would be mentoring her?
I think some, and we get that clue, you know, with how she's studying in the post-credits scene, that definitely she's in the realm of Doctor Strange.
She's
now
channeling him there.
Right. It, very much so. But I also, you know, think and know that they've talked about, you know, and they've said it even in the show, and it's been said in the comics, she's more powerful. Now that she has her full power set, she is more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme, you know, Doctor Strange. She would have, you know, when you think about Endgame, she basically was ripping Thanos apart, and that was with basically a fraction of her power. Now she's got all of
that. Battle now? Ooh.
Yeah. And so she's got all of this, and I think...
Ooh, I got to say it again, man.
Yeah, I think we're going to see she's gonna come to a point where she's going to surpass anything Doctor Strange can fix. And I think it's going to come in the form of she's trying to do good with something and doesn't understand it and kind of loses control of it and can't fix whatever problem she caused. Much like, you know, when she was trying to save the people in Ultron and, you know, drop that city down and everything else. Or what was it? Threw that bomb up in the air away from the crowd down below, but it exploded and killed a whole bunch of people in that apartment building. It's going to be something major on that level, I think. I also don't think we're going to see Scarlet Witch have a feature role, a feature film role at all. I think she's going to continue to be a supporting character that we're going to see popping in and out, because they don't need an origin movie. She's been in how many films?
But Dave, tell me you would not much rather see a movie about her than Black Widow.
We're only going to get this one Black Widow story, I think.
I understand that, but I am not even looking forward to that. I'll watch that if I'm like, say I'm laid up because, you know, I just had my colonoscopy without being sedated. I will watch that at that point, but that's the only point I will watch that movie.
Right, maybe. I'll watch it for sure, and I'm most curious to see what Black Widow is going to bring, because we know Marvel doesn't put out one-off films that do not somehow directly tie to the other films.
Right. You are correct. And Jason, you're going to have to watch it, otherwise you're going to miss something important in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought she was important in the Marvel Universe.
She's the glue that basically held the Avengers together.
When she killed herself off, you know, to get the Soul Stone, I cheered. I literally cheered.
Did you really?
I did. I got up in the theater and I'm like, "What?" Yeah, yeah. And everybody was looking at me and crying.
Oh boy.
Yep.
But you know, honestly, I'm not a big fan of Mr. Bow and Arrow Boy either. So either of them died, I really didn't shed a tear.
Just a heads up, not to stop the conversation. I know we're getting close to the end here, but we do have another listener in the Discord right now. So
what?
Just want to give Justin Bear Make It a shout out. He says he's super late, but he's here. So
sweetness.
Yeah.
What's up, Justin?
So, you know, he's
typing. No, we got to stop the show while bare naked. No,
I'll talk.
Bare naked.
I'll talk, which is nothing new, but I think the thing with WandaVision, I know a lot of people were kind of, you know, more than a little disappointed in the way it ended because they were upset that we didn't, you know, this character didn't show up or that didn't happen. But we have to remember this was basically Wanda's, her solo film, if you want to think of it that way. It's basically what this was. And I think its sole purpose was to kind of give a resolution and with the stuff with Vision, let her be able to say her goodbyes. And then at the same time, set up some pieces with the White Vision and her Vision in her hex there. He was able to help him unlock those memories. And I think as he restores those, maybe he'll get some of those things back and become more of the original Vision, but maybe not. I don't know. But I think that's setting something up. I think we're seeing things set up as far as more of S.W.O.R.D. out in space. You know, a lot of pieces. And that's S.W.O.R.D. That's really, yes, Marvel's main goal with all of their films is to just, you know, keep telling stories, but also keep setting up the next big thing. And right now, this is basically like Iron Man 1. You know, I think I can't remember if I was telling Adam or you, Jason.
Well, I'm glad it's not like Iron Man 2. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Iron Man 2 wasn't
Hammer
bad.
Industries.
Yeah. I don't know. Better than the third one. But, I mean, that's where we're at. We're starting a brand new phase, phase 4. And so it's going to be interesting to see
five?
Where it goes.
Was it? Didn't no, we just finish 4?
Nope, this is 4. Endgame was the end of 3. Yep.
Are you sure?
I am
the biggest geek here.
Yeah, okay, look it up. I'm pretty sure. But I mean, that's going to be interesting. The only unfortunate part is that had COVID not happened and schedules gotten shuffled all over, we would have went from the end of WandaVision and then within about a month or so, the original schedule, that's when the next Doctor Strange film was supposed to be coming out. Now, though, everything on the film side got pushed back, so WandaVision came out. Now we got to wait a year and a half or whatever it is before the next Doctor Strange comes out. So that's true. Kind of a bummer.
With the next phase that's coming up, there's a lot of different stuff coming out. It's not like all the same superheroes that we know and love. There's some other ones, like, isn't Phase 4 included something called the Eternals or something?
Yep. And
they're
so,
part of the, and I know nothing about them. I just heard about them.
Right. And so looking at it, yeah, the Eternals are, what's the best way to explain the Eternals? They don't die? Well, yeah, they're more of these galactic beings. That's the only way I can really explain it. Like they're these, not creatures, but people or they're not humans either. They've just been around forever and they are super powerful and they impact things on a galaxy level. So, you know, that's coming. We've got new Guardians. I'm looking up right now to see, what Phase 4 is going to contain. As far as the films, we got Black Widow, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which is a new character.
I have no idea what that is.
The Ten Rings we saw in the early Iron Mans and the one that had the fake, Mandarin character when it was supposed to be the Ten Rings, but then that story went somewhere else. Then we've got the Eternals, then we've got Spider-Man No Way Home and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness starting off 2022. We get Thor Love and Thunder, Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania to be announced, Blade coming, Fantastic Four coming. And then in the television side, we finished WandaVision. We got Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki. And then those are the two that are probably going to tie into the films. Then we've got the What If series. Then they're doing Ms. Marvel, which is a different character. The Hawkeye series, Moon Knight series, She-Hulk series. And then rumored is the Secret Invasion, Ironheart, Armored Wars, and I Am Groot, potentially. I don't know if those will all happen, but a lot of new characters.
Now, you were incorrect on one of them because I just looked it up. You're What's doing that? A disservice to everybody. Now, I did look up the Ten Rings, mm-hmm. and that is actually a documentary on Tom Brady.
The goat.
Meh.
No, Brady, I don't want to talk football.
Now Dave was almost going to talk about Tom Brady.
Don't
I
engage.
Just wanted it to be a joke. We don't have to elaborate.
Yeah, that's good. Because when Brady's a Vikings in a couple of years, we'll be good.
I gotta have more time.
What does DC have coming up other than this Zack Snyder reboot? They've got a Batman film, Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Yeah, and there's been lots of issues with it if you've been following the story.
I haven't really. I was pre-pandemic and then they got shut down and I haven't looked at it much.
I didn't hear anything about it, the issues.
Okay, well, you got to go look it up. But one of the big ones, and it's not proven, but this is what insiders are saying. It was, all right, so they shut production at one point because, what's his name, Mr. Glittery Vampire, was supposed to have gotten COVID, so they shut it down for that. But it actually, what they're saying really happened, and I'm not joking, you guys think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. When he came back to shoot after that hiatus, after the whole, coronavirus thing, before they got back to shooting, he was out of shape. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't do it until he got back into shape.
Well,
and so
coronavirus will do that.
What they released was saying that he was sick with the coronavirus, instead of saying, yeah, he came in and he looked a little bit like Jason from the Digital Suit podcast.
So after that, it looks like they're going to do in 2022, The Flash.
Ugh.
With Ezra Miller.
Boo.
Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck.
In the Flash movie?
Mm. Yep.
Well, I suppose that'll bring in Vulture. No, Vultures, that's DC.
I think it's going to be the
DC,
original
dude.
85, 87 I mean Batman.
Oh, they're going to do... Okay, they're going
to
do...
Oh, it says this film will introduce the multiverse to DC movies.
The Infinite Earths idea.
Michael Keaton reprising his role as Batman and Ben Affleck also returning as Batman. Then they're going to have Aquaman 2.
No Christian Bale?
Shazam, Fury of the Gods. See, isn't that disappointing?
Yeah.
No, the biggest disappointment is no Val Kilmer, because we need a really fat Batman. Yes, he's very heavy now. If you've
didn't
seen
he have like a stroke and almost die recently, or isn't he dying?
That
right now?
I don't know. And if that is the truth, I am sorry I made that joke.
Well, let me ask you guys this as we get ready to wrap up. I know Jason's always asking in our server, Discord server, the Super Happy Fun Room, which you all should join if you're listening. If you're not in there yet, links are in the show notes. A lot of good conversations.
I don't have to do that, Archer.
Well, you still got to do it, but a lot of good information in there, conversations happening, and it's a building community. But Jason likes to ask about music a lot. What is everyone listening to? What are we listening to?
And so, nobody really answers.
Well, it's tough, because I listen to so many podcasts is what I listen to all the time. But for you guys right now, what have you been listening to? Because I actually do have, I put it in a server the other day, but I do have a recommendation, but what have you guys been listening to that's new, old, whatever, that's just been kind of working for you?
Okay, well, I'll go because Adam has nothing. I listen to almost the same stuff. So I listen to a lot of podcasts like Dave does. But mm-hmm. depending on my day, I listen to a little bit of music on the way to work and on the way home from work. And based on how my day is went, if I need to relieve a little, stress... from the day, I listen to angry stuff. Now, not the type of angry, not like metal, but like angry rap and like angry Eminem rap and angry ICP rap and basically something like that. And I've listened to a lot off of Eminem's latest album, the Music to Be Murdered By Side B. Discombobulated. I love that song, Discombobulated. Tone Deaf also is a great track on there. Zeus, another great one where he calls out Snoop Dogg, which is pretty cool. But I've been listening to ICP's new album that they just dropped too, the Yum Yum's Lure. It's an EP, so it's only like 6-7 tracks on it. But it's decent. But that's basically the only music I've been listening to, except I took a new Amazon Dot to work. So I have a few here at the house, but I subscribed to Amazon Music for 3 months and I got a free Dot. And it's just been sitting here at home. Haven't done anything to it. So I've taken it to work and I'm like, yeah, I want it at work so I can listen to some music while, you know, I'm counting drawers or whatever. So I keep asking it. You have to be careful with the music you play in the workplace. Everybody knows this. So I just have it play mellow folk. And I've been listening to some great songs, some great mellow folk, which I know sounds really weird because I just mentioned ICP and Eminem. But there's this one song called Dreamsicle, which I just like the way it sounds. And I can't remember who sings it. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Sweet.
But it's a really good song. Dreamsicle by... Okay, it's just showing me pictures of Dreamsicles.
Sounds good.
Dreamsicle.
So Dreamsicle
song, yeah.
My playlist hasn't changed too much recently. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors had a concert that they did live stream event that my wife and I watched. We actually got tickets for from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. That was pretty fantastic.
Wait, you didn't hack the feed and get it for free?
Yeah, I got hack the feed. Spend $20. Spend $20.
There's no challenge in just paying for stuff.
Drew Holcomb's wife, Ellie Holcomb, has this wonderful song called Constellations, which is fantastic. I don't even know if it's on Spotify yet.
Nice.
Cool. And we know Dave's been listening to Metallica, so yeah, we'll just go.
No, I'm going to give you a geeky pick, actually. And it's, like, whoa. I said, I shared this in the Discord the other day. It's great, like, just chill, relaxed music for in the background if you're working or whatever else. But it's very geeky as well. It's a Star Wars lo-fi / chill playlist. And it is all these kind of, you know, really mellow, chill takes with some kind of slight hip-hop beats behind them at times, but really mellow takes on a lot of the Star Wars themes that you're familiar with and different pieces of music there. It's really enjoyable as far as just, like, good background work music. And then as far as anything that's not just relaxing work music, I found this playlist. It's called, on Spotify, it's called One Wing Dove. Just like the song, you know, Edge of 17 from, exactly. Yep. And it's that, and it's basically just a playlist someone put together randomly on Spotify, full of all of that type of music, from Creedence to Zeppelin to, you know, Tom Petty, you know, Fleetwood Mac, all that kind of stuff. And it was actually just a really, I don't know, it's almost all songs I know, you know, very well, but just a really good, like, driving around, crank up some tunes and just get lost in some classic rock music. So,
oh, sweet, sweet. Nice. Man. And that was Choo Choo Recommendation Station.
All aboard.
Right. Flat out stealing it. Oh, my God.
What are you talking? They've stole from us, so we'll steal from them.
Hey, what are you talking about? I don't know this
it's
one.
It's another podcast. We won't name them.
Oh, sorry if I jumped on it. Anyway, if you guys want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at Digital Soupcast, or, you know what, don't even do that. I mean, you can, but let's hit up the Super Happy Fun Room on Discord. We've got a channel for everything. General talk, ask the geeks. We've got a text channel for almost everything. And we're actually pretty active in there, and we actually started kind of a community in here. So come check it out. And of course, if you have a second, it would really help if you could leave us the review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you're getting your podcast, and make sure to let everyone know that the Digital Soupcast is back and better than ever. Digital Soupcast. I need sleep. Until then, stay geeky. Don't ever change unless it's for the better.
Take care, guys.
Later.
Anyway, if you guys really want to continue the conversation, you can find us at Twitter at Digital Soup Pod. Oh my gosh. Remix. If you guys want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at Digital Soupcast, or probably, you know what? Don't even do that. I mean, you can, but let's hit up the Super Happy Fun Room on Discord. Mm. We've got a channel for everything. General talk, Ask the Geeks, episode discussion, tech talk. I can't even say words good. Gaming talk, games, you know, games too.
And talking.
Maybe some games. Son of a gun. Anyway.
You want to start over? That's fine if you want to.
All right. And if you want to really continue the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at Digital Soupcast, or even better, check out the Super Happy Fun Room in Discord. We've got a text channel for almost everything, and we're actually pretty active in there, and we actually started kind of a community in here, so come check it out. And of course, if you have a second, it would really help if you could leave us a 5-star review in Amazon. Kill me. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you're getting your podcast, and make sure to let everyone know that the Digital Soupcast is back and better than ever. I need sleep. Until then, stay geeky. Don't ever change unless it's for the better. I gotta have more Dave.
Oh, I'm loving Bear Naked telling us really nailing this intro.
And it's not even take an care. Intro.
Yeah, outro. Okay. I mean, I misread it. Take yep, care, just, guys.
Hot garbage.
Later, Kennedy.
Jason at digitalsuitpodcast.com/
Adam.